Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIU. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Take the seed back to the place you gave up on. Last week we were in Genesis chapter 47, verses 13 to 21. And we looked at during the time of famine, following the 7 years of plenty, the people of Egypt were in a bad position. So they come to Joseph and they exchange their grain for money, but eventually the money failed. So they come back to him another year and they say, give us bread and we'll give you our livestock. So in the surrendering of their livestock, they just gave all the provision that they needed to be able to tend the land that they had. So they gave up hope. So we compared it, we say you start something, you're all excited about it, and then you all of a sudden you feel hopeless, you get discouraged, you just want to sell everything that has to do with it. You say, I'm not going to work on this no more, I'm not doing it no more, it's not producing how I expected it to produce. So they exchange their livestock for the bread. Then they come back again. They say, look, we can't die in this condition. We ate up all the bread. We need more bread. You know our money failed, Joseph. You have our livestock. This only thing we have left is our life and our land. So he exchanges now their life and their land for bread. And the Bible said that he moved them, Joseph moved them from the broad place of which they lived, and he put them in the confinements of the city. So he moved them from their land that they once cultivated, that they once provided for them, and he moved them now into the confinements, into the limitation of the city, and he stacked them on top of each other in projects and put them into the city. They came from the place of abundance into now the place of confinement, into the place of limitation. So we're going to pick it up. Genesis chapter 47, verse 19. Why should we die before your eyes, both we and our land? Buy us and our land for bread, and we and our land will be servants of Pharaoh. Give us seed that we may live and not die, that the land may not be desolate. So this is their first time asking for seed. The foundation of mammon failed. Then they come back and they exchange bread for their livestock, and now they surrender themselves to the servanthood of Pharaoh. We got to get this, because at first, what was their God? Their God was their belly, right? In Philippians chapter 3, verse 19, it says, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who set their mind on earthly things. So their God was their belly. Their God was the great. They were just looking for something to consume, something to eat. They weren't projecting. They weren't asking God for wisdom to be able to produce from that which he gave him. They were just worried about consuming what was right there. So then they began now to sow into the lordship of Pharaoh, and they begin to serve Pharaoh with gladness. They serve him. They're getting their security from him, because after, if you read the whole story, after he moved them into the confines of the city, they went back and worked the field. They started sowing seed in the ground that they once owned. And then with that, there was rules and regulations. They had to give of that, they had to give 20% to Pharaoh. And of the 80%, we're going to look at it, we're going to go to verse 23. Then Joseph said to the people, indeed, I have bought you and your land this day for Pharaoh. Look, here is seed for you, and you shall sow the land. So they're taking the seed now, and they're sowing in the land that they once owned. What does that tell us? That land was always able to produce. They were always able to cultivate it. But in the limitation of their mind, they had sold out to the god of their belly. They had sold out to the god of Pharaoh instead of having a direct connection with God. So they moved from the god of their belly, hallelujah, to now surrendering with gladness and serving Pharaoh because their security was from him. So they didn't have to go to God. They did not go to God directly. They were happy. They were happy oppressed by Pharaoh, because instead of putting their trust in God, they had their trust in man. And because they had their trust in man, there were limits in place. So now they were working the same, that was their same land. Nothing changed about the land. It was their same ability to cultivate. Nothing changed about their ability. It was the same seed that they had opportunity to get before, but they never asked for. That they used. And here they are in the projects. Here they are in poverty. Here they are in scarcity. And they came from wealth. We are citizens of heaven. We all came from wealth. We shouldn't be living in lack. We shouldn't be in the confinement of limitation, trying to go under the system of man when we have access to the system of God. Verse 24, and it shall come to pass in the harvest that you shall give one-fifth to Pharaoh. So 20% off the top goes to Pharaoh. Now they have 80%, and this is what they got to do with their four-fifths, shall be your own. So with that 80% now, it has to be seed for the field and for your food. That's two different things. If you take a loaf of bread and you put it in the ground, what's going to happen? It's going to decompose and it's going to rot. A lot of times, we're trying, right? We work in our given situation to how it fits in with our mathematical concepts. And we're putting a predetermined system. We're sowing a predetermined system. We're sowing the bread. And the bread is decomposing in the ground. And we're not getting results because we're sowing the bread. The bread, he said, is to eat, and there's a part that's the seed that is to sow. The seed that is sown will produce. Everything needed for life is contained in a seed. The seed can sit dormant on the shelf of life for a year, and you can sow it, and it will produce. But in its dormant state, everything that's inside of it that's needed for life, it is limited. The seed on the shelf doesn't require water. The seed on the shelf doesn't require sunlight. And it has everything needed for life encased in it. The seed that is sowed requires water. The seed that is sowed requires light. When you're doing something with the gifts that God has given you, when you have seed in the ground of kingdom work, you require water. You require the word. You're going to be coming to God to see what he has to say in order to get direction, in order to get surety, in order to get clarity when your seed is in the ground, right? And then we know that Jesus, that he is the light, he is the life of men. We're going to be coming to him. The reason we don't pray, the reason we don't read our Bible is because we're not doing anything beyond our own ability. If you are doing something beyond your own ability, you are going to want to conference with the God who gave you the plan, the God who gave you the gifting, the God who gave you the purpose, the God who has the blueprint. When you are doing something, so if you have no desire to read the Bible, if you have no desire to pray, you are not tapped into the full potential that God has for your life. You're putting a bunch of bread in the ground and it is rotting and decomposing and it cannot produce after its own kind. But when you have a seed in the ground, it needs to be cultivated. Lord, I need to hear what you got to say about the situation because humanly I have no idea how this is gonna work. You're moving me from from here to there, and I have no, I'm going into the unexpected, expecting. I'm going into the unexpected. Somebody needs to put that in their notes. I'm going into the unexpected, expecting a move of God. Hallelujah. Everything that you need, you already have. It's dormant. Wake up. Wake up. We got to wake up every seed, every gifting. Hallelujah. Every platform of influence you have is for the glory of God. There's too much sin. We compartmentalize. Well, I'm at work, I'm a good employee. When I'm at church, I'm a great Christian. How about we put it all? How about we be a great Christian all throughout? How about we go therefore and make disciples? How about we produce some work with excellence so people come to you? Produce some excellence at work, and I know they're going to come to you. Produce some excellence. When you produce an excellence, people think you can do anything. When you have light, when you learn that you can do hard things, you'll be able to do anything. As soon as you learn that you can do hard things, as soon as you learn that there is a helper who is with you, who will teach you, who will illuminate the way in which you shall go, you'll begin to jump out into the unexpected, expecting God. Verse 25, so they said, you have saved our lives. Let us find favor in the sight of my Lord, and we will be Pharaoh's servant. So they were happy to be subjected to Pharaoh. They were happy in their limitation. Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10. Now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed you have sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. So much in one verse. It shows the distinction. There is the seed to the sower. Because if you're not a sower, your seed is going to become your bread and you're going to eat it. So there's seed to the sower and bread for food. So what does he do? He supplies and multiplies the seed you have sown. He doesn't multiply the seed that you ate. He multiplies the seed. He does not multiply the bread. And we're trying to take our own recipe of the bread, our own way of doing things with the bread, and we're trying to implant that in the kingdom of God. And if it's not by faith, the Bible says that it's sin. So when we're giving based on our own ability, when we have mathematically computed, that's not faith.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make Your Day Count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.